WPGW AM and FM, Portland.
It is 1 minute past 7 o'clock. We will have high school volleyball tonight, I promise. Jay County playing at Fort Recovery, the varsity match coming up in just a few minutes here on Jay Country 101. The junior varsity match went to a third and deciding set, so that pushed the start time of the varsity match back a bit. So we will have the varsity match between Jay County and Fort Recovery coming up in just a moment. In the meantime, a look at Jayland weather. Clear skies tonight and turning cooler, low in the mid-50s. A sunny day Wednesday, high of 80, with clear skies on Wednesday night, low in the mid-50s. And sunshine again on Thursday, high in the low 80s. Sunshine will stick around Friday and Saturday and warmer. High Friday in the mid-80s, reaching the upper 80s by Saturday. Currently in Portland, under a sunny sky, the temperature is 76 degrees.
Hell no, I don't talk about you no more. What would I do that for? Ain't no need messing with my good time. Hell no, I don't sit around by myself, feeling better than I've ever felt. At least I know that's what it looks like. Hell yeah, I go get drunk on Friday nights. Hell yeah, I'm dancing under neon lights. Hell yeah, I'm smiling so that you can't tell. But if you're ever wondering, baby, if I'm still going through hell, yeah, going through hell, yeah. You moved on and I'm still here in hell, yeah. Hell no, I can't get you off my mind. Out of all the things I tried tonight, it's gonna be hard to be. Cause I got friends with me. Hell yeah, I go get drunk on Friday nights. Hell yeah, I'm dancing under neon lights. Hell yeah, I'm smiling so that you can't tell. But if you're through hell, yeah, you've moved on and I'm still here in hell, yeah.
Martinis, second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. That neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't want to scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. These arms around nobody, nobody but yours. Don't want to shadow dance with nobody.
honeysuckle talking, last call old Milwaukee, out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't want to scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around nobody. Nobody but yours. Don't want to shadow. Scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around nobody. Nobody but yours. Don't want to shadow dance with nobody. Slide some cotton off of nobody. Don't want to wake up kissing nobody.
Looking for country? You found the one that's best. Jay Country 101.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right. Any one of those nights, will you slap me close? Till we're off the map and you're making me laugh. I don't care if we ever go home. So pick me up, get me lost way out. Then I'm back too late, it'll draw straight way on up. Get me out of my head and out of this town. And tell me no matter what, you'll be by my side. Everything gonna be alright. Make the world go play. Yeah, you do it like that when I climb up. We go right on past every one light street. Watch a full moon crash on some sunrise weed. You can kiss me fast and drive real slow. That old Chevy might take as long as it takes you and Jesus to fix my soul. So pick me up, give me lost way out. Down our back to
Jay Country 101 is WPGW FM Portland.
The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on Jay Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country.
And welcome to the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, for tonight's volleyball match between Fort Recovery and Jay County. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterly is our studio producer back at the radio station. Ava Shane and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we welcome all of you who might be listening in tonight on the high school TV network, National Federation of High School Sports Network. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians and the Jay County Patriots from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients.
And by the way, for you Fort Recovery fans, Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. Again, that's Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. In the JV matchup tonight, it was Jay County losing to Fort Recovery 2-1. Jay County won the first set 25-21. Fort Recovery came back and won the second set 25-17. And the final score of the third set, Fort Recovery 25 and Jay County 20. And we're about set to go here. Jay County, Fort Recovery. Jay County's 1-3 on the year. Fort Recovery is 1-1. In the JV records, Fort Recovery's 2-1 on the season. Jay County is now at 2-3 on the season in JV play. Get all my paper set right here. We're set to go. It looks like it's going to be Fort Recovery serving first. No, Jay County serving first, I think. Officials are still checking out the lineups. For Jay County, I see Maggie Dillon, Lauren Brewster, also Abby Fields. Bella Denton is down there. Libero is Brenna Haynes. Serving will be Sophie Saxman. I think that's the group for Jay County. Did I mention Bella Denton? I think I did. Here we go. First serve of the match. Sophie Saxman serving. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Audra Bupp. Here's the set and the smash. And a kill. Fort Recovery's Grace Klingshern getting a kill to open up the match tonight. And Fort Recovery takes a 1-0 lead here in the early going. Back to serve for Fort Recovery is Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's a good serve dug out by Jay County's back line. Here's the smash. And it's a block for Fort Recovery. No, they say it's four hits on Jay County. No block, four hits on Jay County. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp a point. Another good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery by Maggie Dillon. Here's the smash back block by Jay County by Bella Denton. Here's the hit back to Jay County and a kill. That was Tegan Fortkamp getting the kill for Fort Recovery, and that makes the score now 3-0. Another service point for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Another good serve, and it's an ace serve for Kennedy. Kennedy is only a sophomore, played a lot last year as a freshman for Fort Recovery, and it's now 4-0. Another serve by Kennedy Mollenkamp, another ace, right in front of Jay County's Lauren Brewster. And Jay County's varsity coach, Amy Dillon, is going to call timeout. Fort Recovery jumping to a 5-0 lead here in the contest. We'll be back with more from the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Once again, Fort Recovery's record coming in to tonight is 1-1. They lost to St. Mary's. They defeated National Trail the other day. Another serve here for Kennedy Mollenkamp. She's had two aces in this string of serves. Here's the next serve. It's dug out. The hit back over to Fort Recovery by Bella Denton. Here's a smash by the Lady Indians. Tegan Fortkamp hits that right through Brenna Haynes, And it's a kill for Tegan Fortkamp, her second of the night. Another service point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. That's five in a row. Mullenkamp serves again. Dug out by Lauren Brewster. Here's Brewster getting the pass back, the hit, and she got the kill. Lauren Brewster with the kill to break the run by Fort Recovery. That makes it now 6-1. And going back to serve will be Maggie Dillon. Dillon's serve is dug out by Fort Recovery by Mara Pearson. There's a little dink over and hits the antenna. As Grace Klingshern tried to get that back over, but it hit the antenna, which is out of bounds, and that is Jay County's point. And serving again will be Maggie Dillon for the second time. And it's too long, out of bounds, service error, point for recovery. It's now 7-2, Lady Indians with the lead, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve off of Brenna Haynes, and Jay County's having trouble. Freeballing it back was Lauren Brewster. Got it over. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. The little dink over and the kill for Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller gets a kill. That was a placement hit there, and not a thundering smash, but hey, it got the job done. And it's now 8-2. Tegan Fortkamp serving again. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. The set by Audra Bupp. The smash by Mara Pearson. Dug out by Jay County. The hit back over by Jay County, Sophie Saxman. Here's the hit back over by Fort Recovery. Outside hitter, Grace Klingshern, and she gets another kill. Grace Klingshern, one of the few seniors on the Fort Recovery squad. Another service point for Tegan Fortkamp. And it's now 9-2, a big opening lead here, and I think that was too long. Yes, it was. Tegan Fortkamp, service error, and that stops the run by Fort Recovery. Going back to serve now is Brenna Haynes for Jay County. Brenna is the libero for the Lady Patriots. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp on the back line. Here's the set and the hit back over to Jay County. Now freeballing it back to Fort Recovery was Madison Brunswick. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson and got the kill. Mara Pearson for Fort Recovery from an outside hitting position gets a kill. And it's now 10-3. Fort Recovery with a pretty big lead here in the early going in this first set of this varsity volleyball match tonight. Jay County lost the JV competition to Fort Recovery 2-1. Good serve by Fort Recovery back over to the Lady Indians. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit and got another kill. That time she just placed it right in the middle of the court where nobody was located. Jay County didn't have a prayer's chance to get there. And that's another point. It's 11-3 and another timeout for Jay County's Amy Dillon. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Serving for Fort Recovery is Grace Klingshern. Score is 11-3. Lady Indians on top over Jay. Jay County has talked things over. Going back on the court for Jay, Abby Fields along with Sophie Saxman, Madison Brunswick, Brenna Haynes, also Maggie Dillon over there. Here we go with the serve by Klingshern. It's a good serve dug out by Brenna Haynes. Lauren Brewster also in there for Jay. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's out of bounds as Abby Fields had too much mustard on it, and it goes out of bounds. It's a hitting error, giving Fort Recovery another point. It's now 12-3. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Jay County trying to just save it. They do. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp at the net. The hit back over by Jay County by Abby Fields, and she gets a kill. That will break the serve by Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Patriots, and going back to serve now is Josky Herndon, who came in the match. Josky Herndon, a junior for Jay County. Good serve, ace serve. Herndon gets an ace serve, and that cuts the gap to 12-5. Fort Recovery leads by 7. Jay County needs a few more of those. Next serve by Herndon is good again. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's the smash by the middle hitter by Allison Fullenkamp, and a kill. Allison Fullenkamp of Fort Recovery gets a kill from the middle hitting position. That makes the score now 13-5. Fort Recovery by 8 points. And side out Lady Indians, and going back to serve is Faith Wendell. Wendell's serve is good. Dug out by Jay County. The hit back to Fort Recovery, and hitting it over the end line was Layla Waddell. Hitting error by Waddell, and that gives Fort Recovery another point. Faith Wendell gets her first service point, 14-5. Faith Wendell serving again. Dug out by Brenna Haynes. Here's the set and the smash back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery plays it. Mara Pearson on the hit. Saved by Jay County. Nope, can't quite do it. That was Maggie Dillon digging it out, but it was just a little bit too far towards the sideline, and nobody could get a good hit on it to get it back to Fort Recovery. So another service point for Faith Wendell. And here's a block, I believe. No. They say Fort Recovery was in the net. It's a point for Jay County. Going to say, I believe they said Allison Fullenkamp was in the net. So point Jay County. Side out Lady Patriots. That was a break for Jay County. That makes a score of 15-6. Going back to serve is Madison Brunswick now for Jay. Madison's serve is a good one. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's the set by Faith Wendell. The hit by Mara Pearson, and Mara gets the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill, and give Faith Wendell an assist. That makes it now 16-6, and going back to serve is Mara Pearson. Pearson's serve is out of bounds on the far sideline. Cross court serve, and it went out of bounds. Point Jay County, that makes it 16-7. Serving for the Lady Patriots, Abby Fields. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Faith Wendell on the set. Tegan Fortkamp on the smash. Hit it right off the fingertips of Josky Herndon. And Tegan Fortkamp gets a kill. Audra Buck back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's now 17-7. Lady Indians a nice lead here in this first set. Here's Audra Buck's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Madison Brunswick. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set. Outside hitting spot by Klingshern. Back to Jay. And Jay County had some confusion there as Josky Herndon and Brenna Haynes kind of ran into each other and could not make the return. Point for Audra Bupp. Audra will serve again. Audra's one of the seniors for Fort Recovery. There's an ace serve. Hit it right in the middle. And Madison Brunswick tried to get to it but couldn't quite make it. An ace serve for Audra Bupp. That is the third ace of the night for the Fort Recovery servers. Here's Audra Bupp again. Another good serve. And here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp back to Jay. Here's the set by Herndon. Hitting it back over was Layla Waddell. Here's the hit by Fort Recovery. Jay County plays it. Here's the smash, a block at the net. And tipping it over was Jay County's Bella Denton. Denton getting a kill for Jay. That makes it 19-8. Fort Recovery leads by 11. Sophie Saxman back to serve for the Lady Patriots. It's a good serve by Saxman to Tegan Fort Kent. Faith Wendell will set. Here's Mara Pearson on the deep hit. Jay County will play it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds by Maggie Dillon. Hitting error, and it's another point for Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp will come in to serve, and Faith Wendell will exit the match for the moment. 20-8, Fort Recovery by 12. Good serve. Here's the set and the hit back over to Fort Recovery by Bella Denton. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on a smash. Goes through the tip by Jay County. Jay County plays it. And the hit and the kill by Lauren Brewster. Lauren's second kill of the night, and that makes it now 20-9. And back to serve for the Lady Patriots is Maggie Dillon. Dillon, the junior on this team, serve is good. Tegan Fortkamp passing to Kennedy Mullenkamp, set by Mullenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, hits it down the line but out of bounds. Hitting error on Tegan Fortkamp. Point for Maggie Dillon. That makes the score 20-10 now. Jay County by 10. Correction, Fort Recovery by 10. Fort Recovery leading by 10, 20-10. Audra Bupp will set for Klingshern. Cross-court hit. Brenna Haynes plays it. Here's the set and the smash, a block, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Not totally sure who that was. I think it might have been Paige Guggenbiller. We'll give it to Paige. Tegan Fortkamp was also in the vicinity, and Tegan will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 21-10. Good serve by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the set by Sophie Saxman. The hit back over and out of bounds. Bella Denton hitting error there. Hits it over the sideline. That makes it 22-10 now. Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. She could close this first game out. And is that in? Nope. They say it's just out. A little bit too long by Tegan Fortkamp. Point Jay County. That keeps the Lady Patriots' slim hopes alive here as Jay County trails 22-11. Brenna Haynes back to serve for the Lady Patriots. It is a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp to Tegan Fortkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson, and Mara could not get a good hit, and it's a point Jay County. Mara couldn't get it over the net. Brenna Haynes will serve again. Here comes the serve. Audra Bupp to the net. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set. And here is, I believe, a kill. Oh, they're going to say a block there. Not sure what they actually said, but it's a point for Fort Recovery. Klingshern with the point, and there's the serve. Hit back to Jay County. It's out of bounds by Abby Fields. Hits it out of bounds. It makes it 23-12. Correction, 24-12. Here's your game point right here. Klingshern serving again. Good serve. Jay County plays it. The smash. Back to Jay County. Haynes will pass to the net. Hitting it over there with Sophie Saxman. Here's the hit back to Jay County to Haynes. Saxman back over, and they're going to say double hit on Jay County, and that makes it 25-12, and this first set is all Fort Recovery. 25-12, Lady Indians winning, but we have more sets to go. So Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight, 2-1. They're leading here 1-0 in this match so far. We'll be back with game number 2 coming up in just a moment. Jay County Fort Recovery here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Once again, the score of the first game tonight, Fort Recovery 25, Jay County 12. Our next Fort Recovery broadcast for this young season so far. We will be at Parkway on Thursday. At Parkway this Thursday. And then at Versailles next Thursday, we'll have that match for you also. So two MAC conference matchups coming up for Fort Recovery. At Parkway this Thursday, at Versailles next Thursday. Those are our next two radio broadcasts. Kennedy Mollenkamp, first server for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the hit back by Jay County at the net. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Audra Bupp. Bupp just free balls it over. Here's the set by Sophie Saxman, and they're going to call a double hit on Sophie Saxman. Illegal hit, giving the point to Fort Recovery, and Kennedy Mollenkamp picks up a service point. And it's now 1-0. Lady Indians leading here in the start of game number two. And there's a service ace that went off of Maggie Dillon, off of her fist and out of bounds. A service ace for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That is her third ace of the night. She'll serve again. Another good serve. Lauren Brewster digs this one out. Here's the hit back over by Jay County by Bella Denton. And Bella gets her second kill of the night to make the score 2-1. Side out Jay County. Fort Recovery with the 1-point lead. Now serving will be Sophie Saxman. Sophie bouncing the ball. It's a good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's the set and the smash by Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp. Back over to Fort Recovery, and the hit is out of bounds by Madison Brunswick. Hitting error for Brunswick, and a point for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp now serving for the Lady Indians. Good serve. There's a smash back by Lauren Brewster, and it's out of bounds. Point for Tegan Fortkamp. 4-1. Fort Recovery takes a 3-point lead here. Tegan Fortkamp serving again. dug out by Jay County. The smash and the block. Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller getting her second block of the night. Paige is a junior for the Lady Indians. She's playing the middle hitting position there. Tegan Fortkamp picks up another service point. She'll serve again. And a service error for Tegan right into the net. Side out Jay County. That makes it 5-2, Fort Recovery by 3. Maggie Dillon serving now for Jay County to try to get the Lady Patriots closer here. It's a good serve dug out by Audra Buff. Kennedy Mullenkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Cross court hit. Brenna Haynes digs it out. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery by Brenna Bailey. Now back over to Jay County, and that's a kill. 100% who that was, so I just won't say. So that makes it 6-2. And serving now is Grace Klingshern. And her service is way over the end line. Service error for Klingshern. 6-3 now, and Brenna Haynes back to serve for Jay County. Haynes bounces the ball. And it's a let serve, and she got the ace. That happens a lot. A let serve for Brenna Haynes, giving her an ace, as it's hard to play that let serve by the receiving team, and that's what happened there. Brenna will serve again. Another let serve and another ace. Two straight aces by Brenna Haynes on two let serves. Of course, that used to be illegal years ago, but not anymore. Brenna will serve again. This one is also low, but it's too low into the net. Service error for Brenna Haynes, and that'll give Fort Recovery the serve back, and Faith Wendell will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians with a 7-5 lead. Second game much closer than the first game, which Fort Recovery ran away with that one. Here's a good serve by Faith Wendell. There's a block by Fort Recovery. Here's a smash. Back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson hits it back to Jay. Sophie Saxman will set for Jay County. Here's the hit by Mara Pearson, and she hits it into the net. Side out for Jay County. Coming in to serve will be Josky Herndon. Also coming in is Layla Waddell for Jay County. Herndon serving. It's a good serve dug out by Audra Buff. Faith Wendell will set. Deep hit by Tegan Fortkamp and a kill. Tegan Fortkamp with a very deep hit and gets the kill. Went off of Jay County and out of bounds. Mara Pearson will now have the serve. Good serve dug out by Jay County's Maggie Dillon. Back to Jay County. Here's the smash and a kill by Jay County's Layla Waddell. Waddell getting her first kill of the night. Madison Brunswick serving now for Jay. 8-7 score. Jay County only down by one. Brunswick's serve is a service error into the net. Side out Fort Recovery. Audra Buff will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery leads 1-0. They won the first set 25-12. In the second game here, Fort Recovery leads by only one. There's a smash and a kill by Abby Fields, and now the lead is gone. It's tied at, no, I'm incorrect. It's 9-8. Fort Recovery still has a one-point lead. My error. Abby Fields got the kill there. That was her second of the night. Here's a good serve by, not a good serve. Abby Fields serving, and she hits it into the top of the net, and it's a service error. It looked good until it hit the net, and that was the end of that. Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. She's had a nice service night with a total of 7 service points, including 3 aces. Here's a serve dug out by Jay County, by Madison Brunswick. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Now back to Jay. Back over by Herndon to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Klingshern from the outside hitting spot, and she gets the kill. Grace Klingshern with a kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp picks up a service point. She'll go back to serve again. That gives the Lady Indians a three-point lead, 11-8. Jay County needs to turn up the intensity here a notch. Kennedy Mullenkamp serving. Good serve. Hit back over by Jay County's Bella Denton. Audra Bupp will set. There's Tegan Fortkamp on an outside hit. Jay County plays it back over to Fort Recovery, back to Jay. And there is a kill for, I believe, Tegan Fortkamp. And timeout is called by Jay County, 12-8. Fort Recovery leading over Jay County in game two after winning game one, again by an impressive score of 25-12. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
A lot of the football team for Fort Recovery here tonight, cheering on the Lady Indians. Good to see Cale Rammel over there. He was hurt in the very first football game, and for a while it was thought to be a very serious injury, as he had a lung that was partially punctured. But he hopefully will be back in a couple of weeks maybe. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp serving for Fort Recovery. And there's a hit back over for Jay County, and a kill by Bella Denton. That makes the score 12-9. Jay County draws to within three, and Sophie Saxman will go back to serve now for Jay County. Saxman bouncing the ball. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for the middle hitter. The smash by Paige Guggenbiller. Back to Jay County. Saxman sets for Lauren Brewster. Brewster hits it over. Here's a hit by Klingshern, and unfortunately for Fort Recovery, it goes into the net, and they can't get it over in three hits. Point for Jay County. Sophie Saxman back to serve. Good serve again. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set. Tegan Fortkamp dinks it over. Here's Saxman setting for the outside hit. It's a miss hit by Maggie Dillon, and a point for recovery. Now Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. 13-10, Lady Indians lead by three. Jay County, a much better game here in game two than what they played in game one. This game is anybody's. Tegan Fortkamp will serve here. And it's a little bit to the outside and out of bounds. Service error for Tegan Fortkamp. So Jay County's Maggie Dillon will go back to serve now. Daughter of the head coach of the Lady Patriots, Amy Dillon. Maggie bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. It's a good one, dug out by Audra Bupp on the back line. Tegan Fortkamp passing to Mara Pearson. And Mara tried to hit it over on a cross-court hit, and it did not get over the net. Point for Maggie Dillon and the Lady Patriots. It's now 13-12. Jay County only down by one. Here's Maggie Dillon's serve. It's too long. Service error. Point for recovery, and that makes it now 14-12. Break there for the Lady Indians, and back to serve is Grace Klingshern. Klingshern has a good serve, and it's an ace serve off of Maggie Dillon and out of bounds. So give Grace Klingshern an ace. She will be back to serve again. Makes a score 15-12. Brenna Haynes digs that serve out. Back to Haynes, who free balls it over. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. And a smash for a kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp gets the assist. Mara Pearson gets the kill. Four kills now for Mara tonight. 16-12. That was another service point for Grace Klingshirn, and she will serve again. Good serve again, dug out by Jay Counties, by Maggie Dillon. They hit back over to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill by the outside hitter for Jay County, Madison Brunswick. That's actually Madison's first kill of the night. And Brenna Haynes will go back to serve for Jay now with the score 16-13. Fort Recovery by three. Brenna Haynes, the libero. She serves. Dug out by Audra Buff. Here is the hit back over by Mara Pearson. Now the hit back by Jay County. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Pearson. Pearson hits it over and got the kill. Off the fingertips of Jay County and down on the floor. Mara Pearson gets the kill. Kill number five for her. Side out Fort Recovery. And Faith Wendell will go back to serve now for the Lady Patriots. I'm sorry, for the Lady Indians. Get the teams right here. Faith Wendell serving for the Lady Indians. Lady Indians leading 17-13 here in game number two. Good serve dug out by Brenna Haynes. Here's the set and the hit back over by Lauren Brewster. A smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Jay County able to play it. And there's a hit and it's killed for Jay County's. Abby Fields getting her third kill of the night up on the front line. Side out Jay County. Josky Herndon will go back to serve now for Jay with the score 17-14, fort by three. Audra Bupp digs it out to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Mara Pearson, and Mara hits it into the net. Point, Jay County. Josky Herndon serving again. It's a little too long, out of bounds. That was almost tipped by the Lady Indians, but not quite. So Fort Recovery gets the point. Mara Pearson will now serve. Lady Indians leading by three, 18-15 here in game two. Here's the dig by Jay County. By Maggie Dillon back over to the forts. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Outside hit played by Jay County. Brenna Haynes back over to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by the middle hitter, Paige Guggenbilder. A correction by Allison Fullenkamp. Allison Fullenkamp gets the kill there for Fort Recovery. And that makes it 19-15 now. Fort Recovery by four. Jay County calls time. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial. If you've tuned in for the Reds baseball game, that is being heard on our other stations at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. And then as soon as we wrap up the volleyball match here tonight, we'll join the Reds game in progress. And you're also listening to the volleyball match tonight on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's Mara Pearson serving for Fort Recovery. Dug out by the Lady Patriots. Here's the hit back and a kill. Madison Brunswick gets a kill. Brunswick goes back to serve. It's 19-16. Jay County trails by three here in game number two. Fort Recovery won game number one. Here's Tegan Fortkamp getting the kill. She hits it through the block of Jay County. Fortkamp with her sixth kill of the evening. She's been a busy young lady. Here's Audra Bupp on the serve. Good serve to the net, and Jay County cannot make the return. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give Audra a service ace on that one. It's probably a little generous scoring, but Audra picks up the point. Serves again. Dug out by Madison Brunswick. Brenna Haynes passing to the net. Here's the hit back over by Jay County to Fort Recovery. Now the hit back by Klingshern to Jay County. Here's the tip over the net. And a kill for Jay County's Layla Waddell. Waddell getting her second kill of the evening. Makes it 21-17. Jay County needs to make a run here if they want to stay alive in this game. Good serve, and it's hit out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Serving is Abby Fields for Jay County. That makes it 21-18. Fields serves again. Dug out. Faith Wendell on the set for Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan hits it through the block of Jay County and onto the ground and side out to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp, another kill, number 7 for her tonight. Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians leading by 4, 22-18. Jay County needs to make a move here if they want to stay alive in this game. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Audra Buck comes in, sets it for Grace Klingshern. Here's the set by Kennedy Mullenkamp, the smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Jay County free balls it back. And Fort Recovery in trouble. Tegan Fortkamp saves it, but they're waiting at the net for Jay County was Bella Denton, and she gets the kill, knocking it down on the other side. Side out Jay County. That was a big, big point there for Jay County. Makes it 22-19 now. Fort Recovery leads by 3. And Sophie Saxman will go back to serve for Jay County. Saxman serve to Audra Buck. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set. Here's the hit back over. And the kill by Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller. That was a very big point by Fort Recovery. That makes it 23-19 now. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to try to close out this game, which would put Fort Recovery up 2-0. Here's a good serve and a kill by Jay County's Lauren Brewster, hitting that through the block of Fort Recovery. Maggie Dillon serving. 23-20. Jay County could still make a run. Good serve. Dug out by Audra Buff to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Klingshern back over to Jay County. Sophie Saxman will set. And here's a block by Fort Recovery and a point. Give credit to Paige Guggenbiller for the block. Fort Recovery playing without Kinsey Garkey, one of their better players. She has not played yet this season. Grace Klingshern goes back to serve for Fort Recovery, leading 24-20. And the serve is a little bit too long and out of bounds and keeps Jay County's hopes alive here, 24-21. Brenna Haynes will go back to serve. She needs to serve at least 4 in a row. And she service error on the first one, and that's the game 25-21. Fort Recovery captures game number 2, 25-21, after winning game number 1, 25-12. Eric Catterly, our studio producer, Ava Shane, and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver. Hey, stay tuned. Game number 3 coming up. Fort Recovery could put this match away with a victory here. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today.
Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We are back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. I want to thank the folks here at Fort Recovery for allowing us to broadcast the match tonight. Athletic Director Holly Gann and crew. Again, our next match for Fort Recovery will be at Parkway on Thursday night. And then we'll be at Versailles next Thursday night. Those are our next two broadcasts. Any match that we're not airing on the radio, which also simultaneously is heard on FortRecoveryRadio.com. You can count on FortRecoveryRadio.com to be there to broadcast the match. All right, here we go. Game three, Fort Recovery wins. They win the match. Jay County wins. It goes to game four. I think Jay County will have the serve here to start game three. Sophie Saxman will go back to serve. Slams the ball against the floor. Here comes a serve from Sophie. It's a good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Well, set for Paige Guggenbiller. The smash blocked by Jay County. Audra Bupp back over to Jay. To the net, Sophie Saxman. She sets. And it's a kill for Jay County's Bella Denton. Denton with a kill. Give a service point for Sophie Saxman. And I think I'm right in saying that's the first lead of the match for Jay County, leading 1-0 here to start the third game. Good serve by Sophie Saxman. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern outside hit. Here's an outside hit by Jay County, a block. And give, I guess, Tegan Fortkamp, I think, credit for the block there. And a point for recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. It's now 1-1. We're all tied up. Fortkamp's serve is an ace right in front of Brenna Haynes. Brenna just couldn't get there. And it's an ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp. That is actually her first ace serve tonight. She's had five other service points. Tegan will serve again. Service error in the net. So we go from an ace serve to a service error. And that will give Jay County's Maggie Dillon the serve. Madison Brunswick, Bella Denton up on the front line for Jay County. Here's an ace serve for Jay County. Maggie Dillon gets an ace serve. That's her first ace serve of the night. And Jay County takes a 3-2 lead. Maggie Dillon serving once again. And Fort Recovery's in trouble, but Paige Guggenbiller free balls it over. Here's the set for Jay County. And, oh, hitting it out of bounds. Good idea there, but Bella Denton hit it out of bounds on a cross-court hit. If she could have got that in bounds, it would have been a point, but was not the case. This will give Fort Recovery the serve, and Grace Klingshern is going back to serve. wears number 9 on her uniform. Brenna Haynes will dig it out. Sophie Saxman sets for the outside hitter, Madison Brunswick, and Brunswick gets the kill. That's her third kill of the night, and Jay County's taken a 4-3 lead. Abby Fields comes in for Jay County. Serving now is Bella Denton. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's a smash by Mara Pearson, and she hits it off the hands of Jay County and out of bounds. A kill. Mara Pearson gets a kill, side out for recovery. And for Mara, that's kill number 6 tonight, although she hasn't had one in a while. Faith Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve dug out by Brenna Haynes. Here's the set by Sophie Saxman. A dink over by Lauren Brewster, and Brewster gets a kill. That was just a little finesse hit there. Makes it 5-4. Back to serve now is Josky Herndon. Herndon serves. Oh, service error in the net. Side out Jay County. Correction, side out Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson serving now. Good serve dug out by Jay County's back line. Here's the smash. And the kill by Abby Fields. Abby Fields on her fourth kill of the night. That makes it 6-5. Jay County leads by 1. Jay County's just been kind of building momentum here ever since that disastrous first game. Madison Brunswick serving now. Good serve dug out by Audra Bump. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A smash cross-court hit played by Brenna Haynes, and they're going to call a double hit on Jay County. Double hit, hitting error on Jay County. Give the point to Fort Recovery. Side out Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Wearing her black uniform as the libero. Here's the serve. Dinking it back over Abby Fields. Faith Wendell will set for Klingshern. At the net, and a double hit's called on Fort Recovery. Actually, they're going to call a carry on Fort Recovery. Point, Jay County, 7-6. Lady Patriots leading by 1. And back to serve is Abby Fields for Jay County. And it's into the net. Side out Fort Recovery. Here's what's happened tonight in the varsity match. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-12. Jay County also lost the second game, 25-21. In this game, we are tied at 7-7 in game number 3. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Tegan Fortkamp will free ball it over to Jay County. Here's the set by Josky Herndon back over to Fort Recovery. And getting the kill was Grace Klingshern. A little soft dink, and Klingshern comes through with the kill. Now it's going to be serving for Fort Recovery, Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's done a nice job tonight. Has 3 service aces so far tonight. That is dug out by Jay Herndon over to Bella Denton. Hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp back to Jay. Here's the smash and a block. I don't know who it was. Maybe Grace Klingshern. We'll go ahead and give her credit for it. But also Paige Guggenbiller was there as well. And it's a service point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. And it's now 9-7. And there's a service ace for Kennedy Mullenkamp, her 4th of the night. Jay County made a valiant effort to dive for that one, but could not keep it in play. 10-7 now. Fort Recovery leading in game number 3. Service error for Kennedy Mullenkamp as she hits it into the net. And that will give the side out to Jay County. Sophie Saxman goes back to serve. Yeah, quite a few smiles on Jay County's faces right now. So they're feeling pretty good. Sophie Saxman, good serve. It's an ace serve off the fist of Audra Bump. Sophie Saxman gets her first ace of the night. It's now 10-9. Fort Recovery leads by one. Saxman serving again here in game number three. Good serve. Audra Bupp passing to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Jay County keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Grace Klingshern, and she hits it out of bounds. Right idea for the Lady Indians, but Grace Klingshern hits it out of bounds, and it's now tied at 10-10. Give Sophie Saxman another service point. Here comes the next serve. It's a good one, dug out by Mara Pearson to the net, and it's up for grabs. Back to Jay. Brenna Haynes will set it. Here's the hit back over, and they're going to call a carry on Jay County. Carry's called on Jay County. Side out to Fort Recovery. 11-10 now, Fort Recovery with a one-point lead. Tegan Fortkamp will serve. Good serve, dug out by Brenna Haynes. Here's Sophie Saxman setting for Lauren Brewster. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson. Mara on a smash, and Jay County cannot keep it alive. I'm going to go ahead and give Mara a kill on that, which will be her seventh of the night. Keep in mind, my statistics are totally unofficial. There's a good serve and an ace serve by Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan Fortkamp gets an ace serve, another one. It's actually her second of the night. She will serve again. Good serve, dug out by Jay County's back line. Here's the hit back over by Lauren Brewster. Tegan Fortkamp trying to save it. Mara Pearson free balls it over and got the kill off the fist of Brenna Haynes. I think if Brenna would have let that go, I think it would have been out of bounds, but she did not. Tegan Fortkamp serving again, 14-10. Good serve again. There's a smash and a kill for Jay County's Maggie Dillon. Maggie Dillon picks up her first kill of the night. And Maggie will go back to serve. 14-11. Jay County trails by three. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Grace Klingshern, and Grace hit the antenna when she dinked it back over, and that's out of bounds. And that's point Jay County. Maggie Dillon will serve again. It's now 14-12. Fort Recovery by two. Audra Bupp hits the ceiling with the bump. Back down to Mara Pearson. Hits it back over to Jay. Here's the hit by Jay County's Madison Brunswick. The dink back over by Grace Klingshern. And the block is out of bounds. So go ahead and give Grace Klingshern a kill on that one. Now serving is Grace Klingshern. Good serve dug out by Brenna Haynes. Here's Jay County back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Whoops! Mara just had a miss hit there. And side out Jay County. 15-13, going back to serve for Jay is Bella Denton. Fort Recovery leads by 2 points here in the third game. They already lead 2-0. And there is a kill for Paige Guggenbiller right down the line. That is her third kill of the night. And Faith Wendell will come in to serve now for Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell's serve is in for an ace right down the line. Great serve by Faith Wendell. That makes it 17-13. That was really close. Jay County coach Amy Dillon wants timeout. So we'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and Jay Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy.
From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalb Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Jay County trying to stay alive here. They have to win game three or they're done. Fort Recovery leads 2-0, winning the first set in dominating fashion, 25-12. Second set, which much closer, but Fort Recovery still won, 25-21. This set has been very competitive. Fort Recovery leading 17-13. Jay County's led a couple of times here in the third game, but right now they're down by 4 points. Faith Wendell will serve again. Travis Guggenbiller, the coach of Fort Recovery. Amy Dillon, the coach of Jay County. Good serve by Fort Recovery's Faith Wendell, and Jay County hits it back over. Sorry, I missed who that was. 17-14, Jay County closes the gap to 3. Josky Herndon serving. Good serve dug out by Audra Bupp. Faith Wendell will set. Here's the hit and the kill. Allison Fullenkamp gets her third kill of the night. She's one of the seniors for Fort Recovery. They have 3 seniors on their team. Jay County likewise has 3 seniors, Lauren Brewster, Abby Fields, and Madison Brunswick. And there is a service error out of bounds by Fort Recovery. 18-15, lead is still 3. Jay County with the service now. Going back is Madison Brunswick to serve. It is a service error, hit the top of the net and down on the floor. Jay County has Waddell, Fields, Herndon, also Maggie Dillon's in there, Madison Brunswick, and Brenna Haynes. Here's the dig by Madison Brunswick to the net, the set and the smash, and they're going to say it was out of bounds. They're going to say Abby Fields' hit was out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery, 20-15 now. Audra Bupp serving. Good serve dug out by Madison Brunswick. The hit back over and the kill for Jay County. Maggie Dillon picks up the kill. Now back to Jay County, side out. And it's going to be Abby Field serving, 20-16 score. Fort Recovery leads by 4 points. Here's the set by Faith Wendell. The hit back by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the smash back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp. Jay County keeps it alive, though. Faith Wendell will set. Here's a smash by Klingscher, and she gets the kill. Hit it off of Abby Fields. Klingscher with a blast there. Let's see, she's got 2, 4, 6 kills now for Grace Klingscher. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve. It's 21-16. Jay County cannot wait any longer. They need to make a move here. Kennedy Mollenkamp serves. Brenna Haynes bumps it up to the net. Here's the hit back over by Waddell. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A little dink. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the smash by Klingscher of Fort Recovery. Jay County plays it. Hit back over by Maggie Dillon, and Fort Recovery can... Oh, they get it over just barely. And Jay County still keeping it alive. Brenna Haynes back to Fort Recovery. Paige Guggenbiller battles along with Jay County's Bella Denton. Jay County on the set. Bella Denton hits it over and got the kill. Wow, what a volley there. Bella Denton ends up with the kill. That is her 6th kill of the night. And it's 21-17 now. Side out Jay County. Sophie Saxman will serve. Sophie Saxman's serve is a good one. Ace off of Tegan Fortkamp. She kind of hit it sideways. Nobody could play it. And timeout, Fort Recovery. 21-18, Lady Indians only lead by three here in the third game. They lead the match 2-0.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Fort Recovery by three. They've won the first two games, and they lead here in game number three, 21-18. Jay County, though, has side out. Serving for Jay County is Sophie Saxman. Big serve here. It's a good one, dug out by Audra Bupp. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set. A deep hit by Mara Pearson, but into the net. Point, Sophie Saxman and the Lady Patriots. That cuts it to 2 points, 21-19. Sophie Saxman serving again. Good serve, dug out by Audra Bupp. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set. It's Tegan Fortkamp hitting it over, and Jay County gets it in. Brenna Haynes, I believe, had the key hit there. Makes it 21-20. Jay County can tie it up here with this point. Sophie Saxman serving once again. Wears number 10 on her uniform. Here comes the serve. It's a good serve. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set. Free balling it over is Mara Pearson. Jay County to the net. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. And a kill for Jay County's Bella Denton. Kill number 7. And we have ourselves a tie game. 21-21. Another service point for Sophie Saxman. Sophie will serve again. It's too long. Service air. Ouch. Good break for Fort Recovery. That puts them out in front, 22-21. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to try to close this match out. She needs 3 points. Tegan Fortkamp's first serve is a good one. Back over to Fort Recovery. Now Kennedy Mullenkamp gets it back to Jay. Sophie Saxman. Bella Denton back over. Here's the hit back over to Jay County. Lauren Brewster back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set. Here's Klingshern with an underhand dig and back over. Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson on a smash and got the kill. Mara Pearson gets the kill. Kill number 8 for her, and Jay County calls time. Trailing by 2, 23-21. Fort Recovery in the lead, on the verge of winning this match. If they can win this game, they lead in this game 23-21 over Jay County.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Fort Recovery can close it out here with 2 points. Tegan Fortkamp serving. Lady Indians leading 23-21. Good serve dug out by Jay County at the net, but Fort Recovery misplayed it. Fort Recovery misplayed it, and it goes down on the Fort Recovery side. Point Jay County, 23-22. Back to serve is Maggie Dillon. Dillon's serve is good, an ace serve. Yep. Maggie Dillon gets an ace serve, and that ties up this game at 23-23. Fort Recovery's coach Travis Guggenbiller calls timeout. We'll be back in a moment. Jay County will have the serve coming up.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Jay County trying to stay alive. Maggie Dillon will be serving. 23-23. We are all tied up here in the third game. Fort Recovery has won the first two games, winning easily 25-12 and then winning a closer game in game two, 25-21. Here we go with Maggie Dillon of Jay County. Huge serve here. It is a good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery at the net. Waiting on it and slamming it down on the Fort Recovery side was Bella Denton for another kill, her eighth kill of the night. That makes it 24-23. Service point for Maggie Dillon, and she has a chance to serve the match, not the match point here, but the game point for Jay County. This would win game three if Jay County can get this point. Here comes Maggie Dillon's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Tegan Forkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's the hit. And a block by Jay County. And that's the end of the game. I believe that was Madison Brunswick. Yes, it was. Madison Brunswick gets the block. And Jay County wins the game 25-23. That means we move on to a fourth game coming up here. Fort Recovery had every opportunity to close out this match. Jay County kept clawing back, and they win game number three, 25-23. We move to game number four. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here we go to start the fourth game, and it's an ace to start the fourth game by Fort Recovery. by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Another ace for her. That is 2, 4, 5 aces for her on the night. And Kennedy serves again. Jay County having problems again. They get it over. Here's Audra Bupp on the set. Hit by Kling Schern. Jay County digs it out. Hit back over by Jay County. Tegan Fortkamp back to Jay, back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will set. There's Paige Guggenbiller back to Jay County. Sophie Saxman will set for Bella Denton. Denton to Fort Recovery. The smash by Tegan Fortkamp, and they say it went out of bounds. So point for Jay County. It's tied up at 1-1. Sophie Saxman serving. Good serve. Audra Bupp digs it out. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Grace Klingshern. Cross-court hit by Klingshern, and it's hit out of bounds. Point Jay County. So Sophie Saxman has a bunch of service points tonight. 2, 4, 6, 8, and has two aces in those 8 service points. Good serve there. Jay County back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp back over to Jay. There's Madison Brunswick to Sophie Saxman. Saxman hits it over on the second hit. There's Kennedy Mullenkamp back to Jay County, saved by Brenna Haynes. Back over by Lauren Brewster. Here's the set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. They're going to call a double hit on Kennedy Mullenkamp. Well, I have a hard time seeing those calls a lot of times. But that's what the call is. Give Sophie Saxman another service point. Jay County leads 3-1 here to start this fourth game. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit back to Jay County. And a block by Paige Guggenbiller. That is the fourth block of the night for Paige, who's been playing a lot of times in that middle hitting spot. And that'll give the side out to Fort Recovery, and Tegan Fortkamp on the serve. Good serve. Sophie Saxman will set. Here's the dink back over by Maggie Dillon. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Grace Klingshern. She hits it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson on a smash, and Mara gets a kill. Mara Pearson picks up another kill tonight. Kill number 9 for her this evening. Service point for Tegan Fortkamp. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Brenna Haynes to Sophie Saxman. There's a hit over to Fort Recovery, back to Jay County, back to Fort. Mullenkamp will set for Audra Bupp, who will set for Mara Pearson. And there's a block by Jay County by Bella Denton. That makes it 4-3. Jay County by 1. And back to serve is Maggie Dillon. Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Service error for Maggie Dillon in to the net.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Farms.
Side out, Fort Recovery. Grace Klingshern goes back to serve. Again, Grace, one of the 3 seniors for Fort Recovery. It is a good serve. Dug out by Madison Brunswick. Back to Brunswick. Brunswick on the hip. Played by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Fort Recovery cannot get it over. I'm going to go ahead and give Madison Brunswick a kill on that. Makes it 5-4. Brenna Haynes goes back to serve for Jay. The official says, proceed, young lady. Brenna Haynes, good serve to Tegan Fortkamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Jay County in a little treble there. They free ball it over, but out of bounds. Sophie Saxman almost got it in bounds, but it just went across the in line. Point Fort Recovery, side out Lady Indians. And Faith Wendell will go back to serve, and we have ourselves a 5-5 tie here in the fourth game. Good serve by Wendell off of Maggie Dillon. Brenna Haynes. There's a hit by Abby Fields, and she hits it out of bounds. Cross-court hit by Abby Fields, but it went out of bounds, so side out or rather point Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell serving. 6-5. Fort Recovery with the 1-point lead. Sophie Saxman back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set. There's a smash and a block by Jay County. Not sure if that was Abby Fields or Madison Brunswick, one or the other. Point Jay County, and Josky Herndon will serve now for Jay. Good serve. Ace serve for Josky. That is her second ace of the night, making it 7-6. Jay County leads by one here in the fourth game. Good serve by Herndon again. Faith Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Deep hit at the net and not able to get it over as Fort Recovery goes down on the Fort Recovery side. So point for Josky Herndon. That makes it 8-6. Jay County by two. Off the top of the net, service error. Fort Recovery picks up a point, side out Lady Indians, and serving will be Mara Pearson for Fort Recovery. High school volleyball tonight here on WPGW-FM 100.9 on your FM dial. Fort Recovery battling Jay County at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Back over to Fort Recovery after the good serve. Tegan Fortcamp hits it back to Jay. Here's the set by Herndon to Waddell. Waddell on the hit, and Fort Recovery free balls it back. Here's the set by Waddell to Brunswick, and she got the kill. Madison Brunswick with the kill. Give Waddell the assist. It's the fifth kill of the night for Brunswick. Makes it 9-7. Jay County leads by two. You can just you just felt the momentum moving slightly in favor of Jay County. Right now, Jay County has a 9-7 lead here in the fourth game. They win this game, it'll force a fifth game tonight. After Fort Recovery just ran away with the first set, 25-12. They won the second game, 25-21, and then Jay County won the third game, 25-23. Fort Recovery won the JV match tonight, 2-1. There's a service error for Madison Brunswick into the net. Side out, Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Madison Brunswick. Here's Herndon over to Fields. Fields hits it back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will set for Tegan Fortcamp over to Jay County. Saving it was Abby Fields. Here's Faith Wendell setting for Klingshern. And back to Fort Recovery again. Here's Tegan Fortcamp on the hit. Dug out by Brunswick to Herndon. Herndon sets for the outside hitter. Hit back to Fort Recovery. There's a smash by Tegan Fortcamp, and Tegan gets a kill. Tegan Fortcamp with kill number 9 for her tonight. Again, she's been a main part of the Fort Recovery offense. Audra Bupp with the service point. 9-9 tie. Bupp serves. Ace serve for Audra Bupp through the fingertips of Maggie Dillon. Audra Bupp will serve again. Fort Recovery has taken the lead at 10-9. Bupp serve. Another good serve. Brenna Haynes digs it out. Here's the set by Herndon to Abby Fields. And Abby Fields gets the smash for the kill. Side out, Jay County. Abby Fields with her fifth kill of the night. That makes it tied at 10-10. And Abby Fields goes back to serve. Serve is good. Dug out by Audra Bupp to Faith Wendell. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortcamp. A hit down the middle. Jay County will play it. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Audra Bupp, and it goes down on the floor. Point Jay County. Mara Pearson dug it out there, and it went up and hit the bank board of the basketball court and came back down. And Fort Recovery could not play it. Abby Fields serving again. Good serve. Here's the dink by Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan gets a kill. Kill number 10 for Tegan. Kennedy Mollenkamp goes back to serve again. She's racked up a bunch of points tonight, including five aces. Good serve dug out by Brenna Haynes. And can't play it. Another ace for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Six aces now for Kennedy. Here comes her serve. And it's dug out by Brenna Haynes. Herndon to the net for recovery. Dinks it back over. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery, but it's out of bounds. I believe that was Maggie Dillon on the kill. Back to serve now, Sophie Saxman. Side out Jay County. We have a tie score, 12-12. Saxman's serve is good. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Klingshern. Klingshern on the smash, but it's just a little bit too long. And the official's going to call it a tipped ball and give Klingshern a kill. The official said it was a tipped ball, so Klingshern picks up kill number 7. As they say, Jay County tipped that ball as it went by. Tegan Fortkamp serving here. Good serve off of Brenna Haynes. Ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp. That is her third ace serve of the evening. She will serve again. 14-12. Fort Recovery leads by 2 here in game number 4. Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Good serve back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara, a cross-court hit and got the kill. Mara Pearson with kill number 10 on the night. Tegan Fortkamp serving. 15-12 now. Good serve dug out by Brenna Haynes to Sophie Saxman. Hitting it over is Maggie Dillon. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Grace Klingshern. Klingshern on the hit. What are they going to call him? Going to call out of bounds. And the hit out of bounds by Fort Recovery, and so that's point Jay County. Maggie Dillon back to serve. It's now 15-13, Fort Recovery by 2. Dillon's serve is good, dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp setting for Grace for Paige Guggenbiller. Madison Brunswick free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp, and they're going to call a double hit on Mollenkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets a double hit, hitting air. Point Fort Recovery, correction point Maggie Dillon of Jay County. And that cuts the lead to 15-14. Fort Recovery leads by 1. Jay County with the side out with the serve. As Maggie Dillon steps up there, chance to tie this game up. And instead she hits it into the net, service air. And so going back to serve now for Fort Recovery will be Grace Klingshern. Grace set the serve. It's a good serve dug out by Maggie Dillon, but she couldn't get it where she wanted it to go, and Bella Denton could not get to it, and point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads 17-14 now. Side out Fort Recovery. Timeout Amy Dillon of Jay County. 17-14, Fort leads here in the fourth game after leading so far in the match 2-1. A win here by the Fort would close out the match.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Again, you're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com. And some of you are watching on the High School Television Network, National Federation of High School Television Network. Grace Klingshern will have a good serve. Here's a smash by Jay County. Fort Recovery blocks it. Hit back over to Fort Recovery and just a little bit out of bounds by Bella Denton. And that will give Fort Recovery side out. Grace Klingshern back to serve. 18-14. Haynes plays it. There's a hit back over by Bella Denton. Here's a smash by, well, kind of a sideways hit by Mara Pearson. Battle at the net. Brenna Haynes tries to hit it over and hits it into the net instead. And point Fort Recovery. Give Klingshern a service point. She will serve again. It's now 19-14. Fort Recovery, a nice 5-point lead here. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery by Bella Denton. Smash by Fort Recovery's Allison Fullenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Now back over to Jay County. Sophie Saxman will set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill for Lauren Brewster. Number 5 on the night. Brenna Haynes goes back to serve now for Jay County. 19-15. Jay County needs a little run here. They've got to win this game to stay alive. And there's a smash by Abby Fields. Ball came to the net. Abby Fields was waiting on it, and she crushed it. Abby Fields with a kill. For her, that is kill number 6 on the night. Brenna Haynes will serve again. Good serve by Brenna. An ace serve by Brenna Haynes. Jay County trying to get back in this. Timeout, Fort Recovery. 19-17, Fort Recovery leads by 2. We'll be back.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. Their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
19-17, Brenna Haynes will serve again. Try to bring Jay County to within 1 point here in a crucial fourth game for Jay County. Service error into the net. Side out Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery moves closer to a win. Leading 20-17 now. Faith Wendell goes back to serve. Here's the serve. It's passed to the net, and there is Lauren Brewster hitting it over for Jay. Mara Pearson on a smash. Jay County plays it off of Sophie Saxman, but it goes out of bounds. Mara Pearson gets the kill. For Mara, that is kill number 11 on the night. Faith Wendell serving. Good serve by Faith. Here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery, and there, dinking the ball over the net, was Fort Recovery's Allison Fullenkamp for the kill. Now Jay County calls time. 22-17, Fort by 5. They lead 2-1. They win this game. It's over. We'll be back in a moment.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number 1 for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, with the exception of the first game, this match has been really a nice competitive match. Fort Recovery leading, though, 2-1 here. And in command in this fourth game. Here's Faith Wendell on the serve. Good serve. Sophie Saxman will set. And a block by Allison Fullenkamp. And a point for recovery. Allison Fullenkamp with her first block tonight. She's also had four kills. That makes it 23-17. And there is almost a service ace, but Jay County saves it, and Fort Recovery hits it out of bounds. So the Lady Patriots, another breath of life, 23-18. Lauren Brewster back to serve. She needs a nice run here of 4 or 5 points, and instead she hits it out of bounds, and that's going to about wrap it up, as Jay County will probably not be able to come back and win this one. Fort Recovery now leads 24-18 on the service air. Here's Mara Pearson to serve the winning point, the match point. Here it comes. Brenna Haynes passing to Herndon, and there's a block by Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery has won the match. 25-18 was the final score. Fort Recovery wins 3-1. Fort Recovery won the first game 25-12. They won the second game 25-21. Jay County won the third game 25-23. And Fort Recovery wins the fourth game 25-18. 3-1, Fort Recovery wins the varsity match. They also won the reserve match 2-1. We'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, back here to wrap it up for tonight. Fort Recovery again wins the varsity match 3-1 over Jay County. Once again, those game scores, Fort Recovery easily won the first game 25-12. They won the second game 25-21. Jay County won the third game 25-23. And then Fort Recovery wins the fourth game and the match 25-18. Unofficially for the match, here are some of the stats for you. Mara Pearson had 11 kills tonight for Fort Recovery. Excellent night in hitting for Mara Pearson. Audra Bupp ended up with 6 service points, including 3 aces. Grace Klingshern had 7 kills. Grace also had 6 service points and 1 ace and also a block. Tegan Fortkamp had 10 kills on the evening, almost as many as Mara Pearson. 9 service points, including 3 aces for Tegan Fortkamp and 1 block. Allison Follenkamp had 4 kills and 1 block. Paige Guggenbiller ended up with 3 kills and had 4 blocks on the night. Faith Wendell had a total of 5 points, including an ace. And Kennedy Molenkamp, 13 service points tonight and 6, count them up, 6 aces for Kennedy Molenkamp. For Jay County, Sophie Saxman had 10 service points on the evening. She had a total of 2 aces out of those 10. Madison Brunswick had 5 kills, a service point, and a block. Bella Denton had 8 kills and 1 block. Abby Fields with 6 kills on the evening. She also had 2 service points. Maggie Dillon had 8 service points, and out of those 8, there were 2 aces. She also had 3 kills as well. Brenna Haynes had a total of 5 service points, including 3 aces and 1 kill. Lauren Brewster had 5 kills on the night. Josky Herndon had a total of 4 service points, including 2 aces. And Layla Waddell had 2 kills for Jay County. Again, Jay County losing to Fort Recovery 3-1. In the junior varsity matchup tonight, it was Jay County winning the first game 25-21, but Fort Recovery came back and won the last 2, 25-17 and 25-20, to win the match. Jay County's varsity record drops to 1-4 on the year. Fort Recovery improves to 2-1 on the year. In JV play, Jay County drops to 2-3 on the year. Fort Recovery improves to 2-1 on the campaign. Again, our next Fort Recovery volleyball match Thursday night, when we'll be at Parkway to bring you a MAC conference matchup between Fort Recovery and Parkway. Thanks to our studio producers tonight. That included Eric Catterly at the radio station WPGW. Here at the game site, Ava Shane along with Neil Spencer. And I want to thank you folks listening or watching, I should say, on the high school TV network as well this evening. Again, for our fine sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse.